Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Over 5 million people play football in the USA. And here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated, is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 Yards of Football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 Yards of Football now.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this evening. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Here, we're broadcasting live on the Dallas Weekly platform. And today, our NFL draft special is Kevin Joseph, cornerback out of the University of Kentucky. So, if you like the video today, please come in and share, and we'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. And joining me, as always, doing these great NFL draft profiles on these great players that's entering the 2021 NFL draft is my man who knows all about the cornerback position. Got a little tongue tied there. But he's a very talented individual, still talented at his age. He's a two-time All-American at Florida State University. He was drafted in the first round in the 1981 draft. It's an honor, it's a pleasure to bring up my man, former Atlanta Falcon, and the guy that set the tone at Florida State, because that's why their program is in the top 10 every other year. My man, Mr. Bobby Butler. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We are 100 Yards of Football. So, Brother Butler, how you doing this evening?
Yeah, I'm doing great. And you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, man. Cannot complain, and had a great day today.
Awesome.
One of the best days I've had in all my life.
Awesome. But you know,
as always, there's a special thing going to happen tomorrow here across the country. The 2021 NFL Draft Guide. So be hitting the stands at your local Kroger stores in the Southeast. So you know I'm excited. But let's move on, man. You played the position at a high level. You know what it takes to make it to the NFL. What do you love about Kevin Joseph, the cornerback out of the University of Kentucky?
Vincent, this guy, this young man is solid. I mean, he's solid. You know, when you look at his play, you look at his production in a short period of time, you know, he is solid. I mean, when you look at his skill set is high. His instincts are high. His tackling ability is at a high level. He has great playmaking ability. He's got proper size in today's game. Closing speed, ball skills. I mean, he's got the frame. I mean, he's got it all. When you look at a corner, when you can look at a corner, look at his body type. He's a prototype NFL corner in this day. He's 6'1". 192 pounds. And so he can do it all. You know, I like the fact that he started out, he's a four-star coming out of high school. He's from the state of Louisiana. He committed and started his career at LSU, and which y'all know, LSU the last few years have been quite loaded with talent on both sides of the ball. And as a true freshman, Vincent, he was getting burned, you know, at LSU. And then after the season, he put himself in the transfer portal. And then they talked him out of it. And he came back and competed in the spring practice with LSU. And then after spring practice, he put himself back in the portal and he ended up at Kentucky. And due to some transfer rules, he couldn't play. He had to sit out a year. But let me tell you something about this young man. See, there's some things when you watch his tape that really separate him from a lot of people. And I'm talking about some of the best guys in this draft. There's some things that separate him. He's got somebody in his past has trained him the right way. I see him doing things, Vincent, you know, when he's running with a receiver up the field on deep routes, I see how he squeezed them. Like, this is old school play now. I see how he squeezed them into the sideline, looking back for the ball, making it very difficult for the quarterback to put that ball right in there, right? And so I'm like, look at this guy. I haven't seen anybody squeeze receivers like this since our time, right? I go, wow, that's amazing. He's always aware of where they are. You know, he played in the SEC. He led the SEC in interceptions last year, right? And so, I mean, this guy's got the skill, man. I'm high on him, you know. But here's what I like. He left LSU. He went to Kentucky and went and did his thing for 1 year. I mean, he had to sit out a year. He did his thing for 1 year. He knew when he went to school what he was trying to accomplish when he went to college. That was just a stepping stone to get to the National Football League. And he's going to make somebody a happy camper. Now, they've got him projected going somewhere late in the first round. And that may hold steady because this year's draft, they got some really good DBs, you know, in the draft. And so that may still hold true, but he's going to be a good NFL player. He's going to be in this class when it's all said and done, when we look down the road the next 8 years, we're going to say Kevin Joseph was a great value for whoever picked him up late in the first round because he's going to play like he's a top 10 pick. I promise you that because his skill set says so. You know, sometimes you can have this and that, and you have media behind you, you have publicity behind you. But the one thing I can tell you about football players, the tape don't lie. And the tape does not lie on this young man right here. He's a baller. I mean, he led the SEC in picks and didn't play every game because he opted out of the last game. I'm not going to call no team name, but he robbed one team, took a pick six all the way back, close to about 50 yards. I ain't going to say who it was, but, you know. And here's the other thing I like about him, too, then.
Oh, we throwing shots today. Okay.
Here's the one thing I really like about it. We always talk about players, you know, how somebody grade them, you know, how fast a 40-yard dash time, how high can he jump, what's his vertical, how many times can he bench 225, how many reps can he get, how was his cone drill, how was his short shuttle. All that don't mean jack. When he played against Alabama, he went to work. He played quite well against the best receiving group in the nation by far the last 4 or 5 years. He played well, and he picked off Mac Jones in that same game. He's a playmaker, and he's a Sunday player, and he's coming ready to play. I can't wait to see this young man. I think he's going to make somebody a great pick.
If you like the video, today, please come in and share it. The one thing I love about talking about these draft prospects is that I'm so enormous and so grateful that we're talking about the NFL draft. Mm-hmm. And I got a fabulous team. And now my team is coming to draft time. So I guess now everybody's going to start taking shots, especially at me because I'm from the 901. And I am from the state of Tennessee. And our producer, Jeremiah Long, is in the back. He's a Tennessee fan like me. As Mr. Brother Butler, out of Florida State, by way of first-round draft pick of the Atlanta Falcons, the team he was talking about was the University of Tennessee when Kevin Joseph took it about, 70 yards for a touchdown. In that game, he played very well. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you about the young man. First of all, I kind of questioned him when he left LSU because I was thinking he was running away from competition. When he was there, they had Greedy Williams. They had Christian Fulton, both of them in the NFL, Derek Stingley Jr., who allegedly beat him out of his position.
Right.
But he went to Kentucky. He had to sit. He had to wait. And I remember this about the young man. He was a highly rated player and highly recruited. And when he got on the field at Kentucky, there's word on the street, and by game film, he might have been the best corner in the country.
That's right.
And if you go back to the Tennessee game, he proved that. He played excellent football. Mm-hmm. He played very well against Kyle Pitts against Florida. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that stuck out in my mind with his play, and I didn't play the corner position. That's why I got this gentleman telling me how it is and telling our audience how it is, because he plays at highest level, Mr. Bobby Butler. And I could say the one point I took out from his play this year, every time I saw a receiver try to go deep on him, he was right there. I call it sticky coverage in the neighborhood.
There you go.
I did not see one guy beat him vertically this year. As you say, film don't lie. He played, what, six, seven games? He had over 25 tackles, I believe. He had four interceptions. He took one to the house. And I'm going to tell you, when you look at his play, I'm going to take you back home, Brother Butler. Reminds me of a young man that I saw play the University of Memphis back in 82, by the name of Leonard Coleman.
Yes, sir.
That went on to the Baltimore Colts. He was about 6'2", Mr. Joseph, 6'1".
Yes, he was.
Then he reminded me of another man who played with the Chicago Bears on that 85 squad by the name of Michael Richardson out of Arizona State, how him and Leslie Frazier locked up. Then he reminds me of another great young corner that he was a terrific football player. And he, to me, was the reason Alabama won the national championship in 1993 by the name of Antonio Langdon, that played real well with the San Francisco 49ers.
That's right.
Then I'm going to end it with one of the best corners I've seen play. He was a freshman when I was leaving the University of Arkansas. He ended up being a pretty good corner. Then he moved to safety. Now he's a real good coach on the professional level. My man, they call him Smoke down there out of Lubbock, Texas, by the name of Jerry Gray. All these gentlemen fits this young man's game.
Yes.
And he is right now the hottest prospect flying up the board in the 2021 NFL draft. Matter of fact, while we shooting this on the Dallas Weekly today, the Cowboys are in love with him. So I don't have to say no more about Kevin Joseph. I like his height. I like his size. He's got everything you want. Quickness, footwork, the ability to play in the slot, the ability to play out on the boundary, play man-to-man. And I'm going to give him a nickname this season. I'm going to call him Sticky Man, because he got the best sticky coverage I've seen in a long time. And any corner that came in this league. Final words on him, Brother Butler.
Well, one thing I want to say, my last words on Kevin Joseph is the fact that there's some things that most people won't notice about him, but every pro scout, every former corner will know he's got the tools. He's been taught extremely well on how to cover receivers. You know, his skill set and coverage is off the chain. But here's the other good thing about him. He will tackle, he will stick you, and he's prototype size. So I'm looking forward to this young man playing. I think he's going to be he's a future Pro Bowler, Vincent, no question about it.
My final words about Kevin Joseph is simply this. He went to LSU, he got lost in the shuffle. He waited his time for almost, 2 years. Then he went to a team that really – let's say the middle of the pack of an SEC East team. Under very good coach, though, Mark Stoops.
Yep.
But, man, during this pandemic season, he played at a high level. So, to Mr. Kevin Joseph, as his young band, when I was going to college, they came out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. There were three brothers. Kevin Joseph is finna drop the bomb on you like the Gap Band did back in 1981. Mr. Joseph is going to drop the bomb.
Yes, sir.
In the 2021 NFL Draft. If you like the video today, please comment and share it. Thank you to my co-host, the two-time All-American out of Florida State University, first-round draft pick of the Atlanta Falcons in the 1981 draft, my man, Mr. Bobby Butler. If you like the video today, please comment and share it. We are 100 Yards of Football, and I'm Vincent Turner, and I'm signing off to next week here on the Dallas Weekly.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.
Save big money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents pesky animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.